So when you say cleanliness, what did you have in mind when you said cleanliness?
Showers. First.
Showers, that's what you had in mind, which wouldn't be a bad idea for some of you. Just kidding. Don't get insulted. Don't get angry. I don't have my thing. I can't see. All right. Anyways. Nikiut means the way Naki Mikal Anfei Averus.
Clean from Averus.
Clean, perfection, not to do Averus. When we say a clean person, we're referring to, yes.
The only way to be Nikiut is to be married first, right?
Okay, so I'll tell you the real truth. You just threw a bomb, what do you call that, a Molotov cocktail into the shear. That's what my bliss is for this. Yes and no. Listen, I need you to understand life is growth and process. It's growth and process. Yes, you need to be clean. But I don't believe for 1 minute that the Torah expects everyone to be Maran HaStaipler, all right, or Reb Chaim Kanievsky from the age of 17. It's not true. The battle and the struggle for the Kiyut is part of the Kiyut because you're attaining that neither. And I want you to understand that just because you get married, it's not going to change. The struggle for Nikiut, what you call Nikiut, meaning in marriage issues, will still be there. I don't want anyone in his right mind to think that magically, the minute you get married, you become a saint.
No, not magically, I'm saying when a person is married, they're able to reach this tikkun, they're able to be...
It sounds all butterfly.
It sounds butterfly.
It's not butterfly.
It is butterfly. Are you married that you know that it's not butterfly talk?
But I'm saying, always go based on whatever I read on the Seferim Kadoshim, that you're
so
not...
So listen to what you read. What you read, it definitely helps, and it's definitely... a
positive
thing to deal with this issue. But the issue will not go away unless you take the issue away from you. Nothing in your circumstance will change you. Understand what I just told you? Marriage helps you be bigger you. But marriage is not going to take away your problems. It's not going to do that. If you come into marriage with problems, you will have those problems the day after as well. Or a month later, you'll have those problems. What marriage is a ezer kenegdo. Ezer means a help that's oppose you. You will have to deal with all your faults and shortcomings, but it's not going to take away anything.
No, clearly I'm saying, but it...
It doesn't. It's not true. It's just not a true statement. It'll be easier, maybe. But then you have to understand, you don't know the halachas, but there's months at a time you can't touch your wife. There's months.
Very difficult.
When a woman has a child, you can't touch your wife. When you switch to get married, the next day you can't touch your wife for a very long time. It's very difficult. It's not easy. Now, if you're not,
I think the hardest. Right?
And if you're not mature, right? And if you're not mature, and if you don't work on these things in advance, not gonna go away by itself. It ain't gonna go away by itself. It's not gonna be a magic pill that you get married and all of a sudden it's gonna turn. I don't know. It's not what's gonna happen. The kiyut is human growth, steiging, aliyah, to become a bigger and better person. You want to deal with this properly, there's a few things. You can do the Gehenna route. You can sit there and scare the living daylights out of you that you're going to go to Gehenna. It works. Not terrible. It's not a bad. But if you want to also use a mature, healthy attitude, is to understand. It's to realize the beauty of wife, the beauty of Kedusha, of Habayit, the home. A husband and wife share something very, very special. It's something very... Anything on the internet or a movie, it has nothing to do with that. It has nothing. It's just not true.
No, I didn't mean that. I'm saying that a person could work on it. Rabbi's right. It's a helping aid. But I'm saying when I was asking the question was that the only way, even though a person could work all his time and work on himself, the only way to fully accomplish that level is through being married, no?
No, I mean, it's part of it. I mean, because anything becomes...
part of it, so...
I understand, but I need you to understand that it's not the answer. The answer's got to work on yourself even before that.
Clearly, that's what I meant. I was implying that also, but I'm saying...
So let's continue. So what's the key? V'ulam afa pisha b'chol ha'averus mishtad lo yitzahar lachti yitzah adam. Truth, the Yetzer is there to bother you about everything. Everything. Believe you me, he's a real, real toughie to deal with. He's a tough cookie. But there are certain things that we are born in our DNA, so to speak, that we want. This is human nature, and that is ubehem mar lo yoyser teru, and because of that, a person is mayreheter. Now, what does that mean? Because we want that, for some reason, we find a way how to say that it's okay. Anything that we want, you hear, we'll find a heter that it's mutter. You know, when somebody wants to kill another guy, they find a tremendous heter. You know what it is? He's a balaveri, he's a rasha, of course. Tremendous. It's a tremendous thing. You'll notice that every time you want to do something, there's a very famous topic, yeah, and that is the ability to be Moira Hector. To be Moira Hector. Moira Hector is the slope that sends a guy completely off the derech. Because the Gemara says, Hayoyim Ayim Aloy say, tell me, will he walk over to a guy in the Beis Medrash and tell him to go do Aveira? Of course not. You know how he chips away with it with something called Moira Hector. You need to leave the Beis Medrash because you need a little break. Drags you to that, out of the Beis Medrash. Then he says, you need to enjoy, you need to eat a little bit, a good meal. Let's go to the restaurant. Well, the restaurant, you need to know the news when you eat, right? Who eats without a newspaper, right? Newspaper, got it to the newsstand, I got it. Oh, I like it. There's a nice thing playing tonight. Ooh, on TV. Oh, he got you. He didn't convince you right away to leave the Beis Medrash to go to the TV.
Chips at it.
He chips away at it. This is where the Moira Heter, and that voice in your head is your Yetzirah, which is, I told you millions of times, is you. Your Yetzirah is really you talking to you and saying, yeah, I'm watching the TV. That's just not terrible. Is it so bad? Is it so dirty? It's not dirty. I want woman. That's how it gets you. That's how the Yetzirah gets you. So what's the kiyut? The kiyut is to work on being real clean. Tell me, if a person, and this will end, we'll continue tomorrow with the same topic. Could a person be half clean?
No,
because if you don't eat, that's right. Once you're half, you know what you are?
Dirty.
That's my rehat. That's nikiut. Now you got with the nikiut, the concept of nikiut is to be pure. Snow, does it take much to make snow dirty?
No.
Yeah, but it's mostly white. Yeah, but it's not snow. It's not clean. Nikiut is to be clean without any morehat. Tomorrow, we're going to continue from this. From this. Okay, this is good. Okay, we'll continue from... It's very interesting, Alan. The Mesillas Yesharim. Such a beautiful picture. Look at this. What's wrong with pictures? Okay. Here, Ashalkei Yisrael Yaisa Chizik. Tomorrow we will take from this point. We'll continue. Okay?